Bison Tennis, another great week. Had a couple of meets, a couple of dates, and girls did very well, didn't they?
Yeah, we had another good week on the courts, and, you know, he'd beaten Hastings. Hastings was a team coming in that we knew would be a solid team, and really played well against Hastings. I think some of those matches we played early, it's kind of our MO. Start of this year is we start out slow, but we came back and did some great things against Hastings, and lengthen those match win totals, you know, at the end of those matches. But they push us pretty hard at the start. But very pleased with how well the girls played. And the JV girls also had a really nice day. I think they had 30 matches, and we won 27 of the 30. So that was great for the young kids to get on the course and play. And then turn around on Thursday and go to Kearney for the Norplatte invite, and had a really solid day there. You know, we didn't have Elizabeth McConville. She had qualified for state with FFA, so she was not able to make the trip. And Julie Hammond filled in for her with Cassidy at two doubles, and kind of got off to a little bit of a rough start. You know, lost their first two matches, but righted the ship. You know, the last few matches and went 3-0. So, you know, real pleased with how well those two figured out how to play with each other. You know, in a short amount of time, because that's just something we hadn't done yet. So, just one of those things that comes up, and you don't have the time to work on changing your partners around. But, you know, Jilly did a nice job, and Cassie did too as well. So that was a good day. Has a couple division winners. Brooklyn Gillen, she played lights out. Man, she was 8-0 in her pool play, and then got to the championship crossover matches against I think Kearney and Grand Island, and won those 8-2 and 8-1. That was her closest match, was 8-2. So that tells you the determination Brooklyn is playing with. You know, it's a familiar road for her, you know, doing this last year. So she's definitely ahead of where she was last year at this time. That's great to see, you know, because she got to, you know, the championship match at state. So she's on track to continue to do that. You know, she's just, there's some things we got to fine tune with her, change her game a little bit, but she just does so well. And a lot of good compliments from coaches, you know how athletic she is and how smart she is. And so, you know, testament to Brooklyn, how she played in Kearney. And then the other division winner was Izzy and Rosslyn. They also went 5-0. Boy, got off to a shaky start. They manhandled Hastings on Tuesday, beat them 8-1, and then got into playing first round against Hastings, and we were down 0-2. Didn't come back and stick the lead until it was 6-5, I believe, and then they ended up winning that one 8-5. So a good win for them, and that really catapulted them. Got the momentum going and had a couple nice easy wins against Holdridge and Gehring, and then got into the crossover championships. Played Kearney first, and Kearney had us down 5-1. The girls just weren't playing the way they usually play, and I love the way that they settled in and battled back and took a 6-5 lead, I believe, then went on a 5-0 run, and then closed out that match 8-6. Then Lexington was the other team in the championship, and they played Kearney, and Lexington beat Kearney 9-7. So that set up the true championship with us in Lexington, and in rematch we've seen Lexington before and beat them pretty handily. I mean, it was a 20-minute match. You beat them 8-0, so it was a really nice match for those two girls. Played really, really well. Once again, a lot of great compliments on how the girls play, you know, together, and the smartness they show on the courts, and just stuff that is not coachable. You know, these girls just have that ingrained in them. They just have that experience, and very, very, very pleased with the way Izzy and Rosslyn are gelling as a team. So it's fun to watch those girls play. And then Abby Schneider went 4-1. Once again, drew a tough opponent from Hastings, a girl that she'd lost to on Thursday. You know, was down, I think, 2-7 and lost 9-7, so pushed her pretty hard. And then played her first round in Kearney, and it was a 5-6 match. I think we ended up getting beat 6-8. So, you know, Abby's making some great progress and making some great gains on people. And, you know, the Erickson girl will probably be a medalist at state, I would imagine. She's going to be that good. And then after that first loss, she ran the table. I think she had a close match against Alliance, who was a very athletic girl. I think she beat her 8-6. But otherwise, you know, Abby played well, and she's really doing a nice job of maintaining that number one singles position, which is, to me, one of the toughest positions on the team. And she's doing it well and getting some great experience, and really pleased with how well she's accepted that challenge.
Will she get a chance to rematch with the Hastings girls?
Well, absolutely,
sometime?
Yeah. We'll see her again, I'm sure. You know, we see Hastings. Now, that's twice. We'll probably see him somewhere else, another invitational somewhere, I'm sure. And it's always fun to see, because that's kind of the way Izzy was with her last year, too. Izzy had a couple of close matches but came up short by the end of the season. She was beating her. So I can see Abby doing that same thing. She's that kind of a player. She's playing with a lot of good confidence. And so it's fun to see Abby, like I say, just accept that role of one singles and run with it. So it's something she'll probably carry on next year, you know, because she's going to be a sophomore or a junior this year. So she'll take that spot next year as well. So it's great to get that that feel for things this year, and then watch her blemish or really blossom next year and as a senior going into one singles as well.
And will you see Kearney anytime
soon? Absolutely, yeah, okay. Yeah. We will. We'll see. We go to Kearney. We have a double duel with Kearney, Kearney Catholic. That's a tough road trip. I think it's the end of April. I think we'll be excited to see them. You know, we beat them in, two singles, beat them in one doubles. We didn't see him any other places, but they've got a solid one singles player. I mean, Emma Heacock is a senior, and she's very solid, and I think she won it all at one singles. That's kind of what got them the team championship. That's just a solid team, and their two one doubles teams pretty good. I don't really think that Rosslyn and Izzy had a really good start to that match, but once they get clicking and get them serves going, they're going to be a team to be tough to beat. So
no question, that'll be fun. When time comes, you got to play Kearney again. The girls should be ready.
Yeah, we'll be ready. I'm excited to watch that one. And you know, I think last year, if I'm not mistaken, I think they might have got us at the same invite, you know, earlier. So then we turned around, went there, and played them and beat them in a duel. So it'll be fun. I'm excited to see them. It's going to be a great competition. You know, that's what's nice about this is, you know, next week it continues on with a good Gothenburg team at home. It's a senior night on Monday night. I know that there's track going on, the McCook invites on Monday, but we'll have our duel at 4 o'clock with Gothenburg, so that'll be a good battle and be a good opportunity for our girls to get tested again. Then the JVs on Thursday go to Lexington invite. That'll be a lot of fun, taking 8 girls there to compete. And then we got a good road trip coming up this weekend with our varsity. We'll take 8 girls to play Lincoln Christian on Friday night. It's going to be a 6 o'clock duel. They're gracious enough to let us stay in school a little bit longer so the girls won't miss too much school, and then stay the night on Friday night and then play in their invite on Saturday with an 8:30 start. And we're going to see, I think, Platteview, Lincoln Christian, Pius. I think Kearney Catholic might be in a pool. I can't remember, maybe it's Brunel Talbot or somebody like that maybe. But it'll be fun. It'll be a great opportunity for us to see some Eastern teams. And that's when we talked to the coach and she called me up about asking us to come and play. I said, well, you know, if we can make it work, we got to play East teams. That's just the way it is. And that's when we would come out there is to play something different that we haven't seen all year. So she was gracious enough to give us 4 good duels against Eastern teams that we don't ever see. So it'll be fun to play those teams.
You got a monster week. Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's crazy the next couple of weeks, you know. Then we got to that, I believe we go, if I'm not mistaken, we go Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, I think. Mm-hmm. So that's a busy week. Yeah, we're in the meat of our schedule. And I told the girls yesterday at practice, it's like you got to stay up on your grades. You got to stay up on, you know, keeping your bodies healthy. It's just going to be a busy, busy time. And you throw in prom tonight, and that's going to, you know, take a wear on some kids, you know, being out later. And just, you know, it's going to be tough. You know, those girls have to rebound and take care of their bodies, because going into next week is going to be a good week for us.
Any challenge matches coming up in the near future, or is not until another week or so?
We were going to do that yesterday, but it was just a little too cold with the wind chills. And then, you know, had some sprinkles going on about 3:45. So we didn't challenge. We will not challenge this week. We just don't have time with meets on Monday, Thursday, and Friday. So, well, I don't know what we'll do. You know, we're getting kind of – we're about 3 weeks left with our full team, because I think with the 29th of April when we all go to Kearney, that'll be the last – for all of our kids to play, and then we'll drop back to like 16 girls. So we'll see. I got to talk to Coach Doolin a little bit about things and see what we're going to do. But I feel very confident with the 6 we have. You know, Jaylee and is doing a great job for us. And, you know, Bailey and Abby, I mean, we've got some good depth. But I think right now the 6 we have are the ones who are clicking real well and playing some good tennis. So we're not going to mix up a whole lot of things. We're going to continue what we have.
Can you believe we're getting down to the point where you're talking about cutting down to 16 already?
Yeah, it goes quick. You know, this is week 6 for us in our competition, and we got 12 weeks, I believe, so we're almost halfway through lengthwise, but, I mean, match-wise, we got a lot of matches to go.
Right.
I think we get to about Easter break. That'll be just a little over halfway of our matches. So, yeah, we've got some busy times coming up, but it's going to be a lot of fun watching the girls compete.
I know it's only April, and you still got May coming up, but you're starting to think about your summer stuff a little bit. Get information, probably not yet, but soon.
Yeah, I've had quite a few people asking about summer programs, and it's going to be nice. We don't have to worry about the course this year. You know, they're awesome, and they're refinished, and they look great. We have a great complex, and we'll do our younger kids in June, and then we'll wait till July and do our high school kids or our advancing. We call them our advancing group in July, right before the boys' season. I think it's the first. The 2 middle weeks of June is when we're going to have our beginner group. And we'll go Monday, Friday, 2 straight weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun. Bird City called and asked if I'd come down and do a clinic in Bird City. I thought, heck yeah, we'll go down and do that. That'll be fun. They don't have tennis there. But we're going to go down. I'm going to go down and do a day clinic down there with them as well. So it'll be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Wow. Maybe they might get tennis. You never know. If you're down there, they might think about it a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, I know Coach Kobza goes down and does a volleyball.
Volleyball, that's right.
College
that's
girls,
right.
And so.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited to go down and do a clinic for those guys. A lot of nice people down in Bird
sure,
City.
Sure.
I've talked to the lady that's trying to get me to come down, and she's been very gracious working with me on how we want to do things. And mm-hmm. So I think we're going to do that in June. Might be the first week of June, if I'm not mistaken, right before our beginner group starts here in McCook. So, yeah, summer will be here quick. You know, it goes fast.
It is.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff to do. Don't get me wrong, but, boy, we'll get here quick.
Yep, I was in Lincoln yesterday, and I went right past Woods Park. I went, that place is going to be hopping here before you know it.
Yep, and that's nice thing about this weekend going down there.
Yeah,
we get to play at Woods on Friday night and Saturday, so we're excited to be able to go play at Woods.